do tonight is we're going to do the Prospecting 101 call, as I said, which will give you a top-to-bottom strategic straight walkthrough overview of prospecting. I will lay out kind of some thoughts on basically, you know, the mindset of prospecting and then the mechanics of it, and then back it up with the infrastructure to support it so you guys know where the tools are all in one spot. We've done a lot of updates. I don't know, Cowboy, did you have a chance to look at the new webpage yet?
Awesome new tools we got on board. I'm really excited about that.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the call here officially. It's about a couple seconds after 8. If you're on the listening side of this, and Steve and Jackie, do me a favor and start to fix yourself out. I want to welcome everybody, wherever you're listening right now, around the world or here around the United States. This is the Pathfinder's call this evening. Tonight's topic will be Prospecting 101. Just a few moments to talk about what we're up to with the program itself, and then that'll explain a little bit more about why we're doing this phone call. For those of you that are new, there's a lot of new people listening. The goal of Pathfinders as a program is to help you build your organization wherever your people may be. No matter where folks are around the world, no matter how far away you are from your upline or you from your downline, we have the technology and the firepower to make that seamless and to make 1,000 miles like 10 miles or like 10 feet. The other nice thing is, in the old days in network marketing, it was, you know, you had to drive all over the place to see people. Nowadays, you don't have to in the same capacity. You still need your touch points and to build relationships with people. But we have the ability now to meet with 10,000 people as easy as we can meet with 10. So that's a really exciting thing. The reason we started the Pathfinder program, very simply, was to empower our people to let them live the NECAN dream. Pathfinder's whole goal was to edify NECAN. It's not bigger than NECAN. It's a servant of NECAN. The whole program is built around basically how to go silver and beyond, built on the NECAN compensation plan. Everything we try to provide is either free or no cost. The only cost or obligation of being a part of NECAN is a desire to help other people and a willingness to build a business with integrity. I'm very proud of the organization that we have and the people that we have and the people we're affiliated with. So no matter where you are or who you are most welcome here this evening. It is a true honor to have you. And I want to congratulate you for being an eagle in the sense that you're intrepid enough to start your own business and to strike out on your own, and that's a very special thing. Sometimes I wonder if everybody in this call realizes how special that is to be the owner of your own business, and how many people around the world, you know, they walk miles and miles and they get on the bottom of cargo holds and ships and they come to America just because someday they can own a little store or a little business, and now you've got one in your hands. Everything is possible in NECAN. With NECAN, all things are possible. No matter who you were, no matter what age you are, no matter how connected you are or lack thereof, NECAN is not going to ask you what you did yesterday. They're going to ask you what we could do tomorrow. That's a beautiful thing, so it's an equal chance for everybody to become as unequal as possible. I want to congratulate you for being here. Starting next week, the kickoff, and if you're listening to this on CD later, it's every week, but starting next week will be the new Pathfinder cycle. It corresponds with the quarter. It will be a cycle unlike anything we've ever done. If you guys go to the www.pathfinders.biz homepage, and you can click on Sunday Call, you'll see the homepage generally has events on it. The Sunday Call page has participants. As of tonight, next week's participants are not up yet, but there will be 7 new faces going on. Very exciting stuff, all below the level of silver except one. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see the course agenda. It not only has what we're going to do every week, but the assignment / call prep for the next week. So it's all laid out for all the months. Then you'll see the business launch, which is designed to help you launch your new people, and then the tools broken down into business tools, which are designed for recruiting and sharing the business opportunity. Then, of course, the product tools, which are designed to share with people our technologies and to also give your people a resource. If they say they want to check the products out, they're all in one spot. There's a million tools in NECAN. There's a million things to look at. When I was an engineer, software engineer, and when I was an intelligence analyst in the military, they used to tell us, if you hand me 1,000 pieces of paper, that's called data. I can't do anything with data. If you give me one page that says what the 1,000 page means, that's information. What I've done in this website is I have filtered all of the outside noise and giving you something, a broadcast that you can listen to. So it's a focused, it's a channeled way to build your business from the call. And the purpose of the call is to help you build your people. I'm going to talk more about that next week. But it's not only to help you build yourself, but to give you a mechanism by which you can help to develop your organization as deep as you want it, because everybody can come and run on the same railroad track. So that's what it's all about. Even though we have 9 live people on the call, everybody listening is as much of a part of it as anybody else. The 9 people on the call are just there to provide live examples and share their leadership and vision to give you a template that you can run your organization off of. So that's NECAN is all about, with as far as we go with Pathfinders. Basically, Pathfinders, the only reason we have a name for it is because I can't just call it call. It's something we're proud of. Pathfinders means basically you're going in first. It means you're leading. It means you're finding the way and clearing the way for other folks to follow behind you. It's something that you see with the eagle and all that good stuff. It basically means, you know, we're looking for people that want to go out and do great things, and we do great things by doing a collection of good things, and that's a really important thing. So that's that.
Rick,
tonight in specific,
Rick,
we are here to talk about Prospecting 101, and this is how to build your business. Prospecting,
Rick,
yes.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I know it might seem elementary, but will you spell the website out? There are a lot of new people on the call. Spell it out so that they can note it so they don't go to the wrong place.
All right, www.pathfinders, PathFinders.biz, not .com. Pathfinders.biz. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, I appreciate that. And you guys can look through that. All the pages are broken down for the resources they're supposed to. Every page is dedicated to what it does. So it's not just a giant mess of stuff. So that's that. Thank you, Jackie. Prospecting 101. Prospecting is not everything. It is the only thing. NECAN makes packages, invents, and ships products. They pay us. They do all the R&D. The one thing they don't do is the one thing we get to do. And I say get to do because it's fun, is share what NECAN's all about with other people. That's all we do. So it's funny when people tell me, well, I love NECAN, I just don't like to talk to people. Well, that's like saying I love to ride horses, but I don't like to sit on horses. It's the exact same thing. So the first thing I want to tell you before we start this call is I want you to put a smile on your face anytime you talk about prospecting, because prospecting is a real gift, because it's sharing what we're all about. I went out to Liz Coker, who's a platinum of our organization, and they're just a terrific leader's house yesterday. The house was filled with 40 to 50 people, and they barbecued brisket and chicken and sausage, and they had this great big barbecue, and then we did like an hour and a half NECAN meeting. People are signing up all over the place, rolling each other's backs, sharing the technology. There was a lady there that needs a real serious back surgery, you know, getting all kinds of hope for maybe she can avoid it. That's what NECAN all about. It's about being together. It's about a better way of life. It's about awesome products. It's about financial freedom. Guys, it's not about products or business. It's not about how do I approach people. It's not about, well, people just don't get it. It's about you realizing the gift that you have. First and foremost is you got to see it. I was at church about 2 months ago, and they showed a video of a guy on the side of the road, and he was handing out $5 and $10 bills and had a sign around his neck that said free money. Now, of course, they were talking about God's love, but in this context, they didn't even have that on the video. There was nowhere that said that on the video. It was just showing that here's a free gift, people won't accept it. All the people just drove by this gentleman because they didn't believe that there wasn't some kind of a catch to the free money. How does that relate to NECAN? Most of the people we all meet are jaded by life experience. They've been around. They've been beaten down. They've never seen anything real where you can work from home. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with NECAN any more than it had something to do with the fellow that was handing out the $10 bills. Here's the reason I mention that to you. When you're sitting across or standing across or talking to somebody, all of your eloquent words and all of the things you prep yourself to say are only about 15% of the communication, meaning 85% of your communication is nonverbal. People can see how you sit. They observe without you even knowing and without even them knowing how your pupils dilate, how your face flushes, how your breathing is, how you're sitting. The smallest things tell people when there's danger, when people believe something, when something is a big deal, whether you like it, whether you love it. So when you're starting out with people out there that don't believe anything good is going to happen to them anyway, when you sit across the table from them, they know whether you know if this is real. It's all about how much you can feel it, how much you love it, how much you believe in it. As for me, from the day I came on board, I felt like my ship came in, like this was the opportunity for me to have something for my family. It was an opportunity for, you know, a kid from a small town to be a part of something that could make me a millionaire, and not only a millionaire, but to do it my way, like Frank Sinatra says, not selling my soul to a corporation for 50 years, but doing it my way. I can call my own shots. The end of the story is now, at least the middle of it, I'm going farther. You know, I'm 37 and can do what I want when I want to do it, but it didn't start with that potential. It didn't start with that happening. It started with that knowledge. People say, well, Rick, you're a diamond. That's easy for you. Well, first of all, I didn't start as a diamond. I started right where you started. My upline was thousands of miles away. I was 10 people deep beneath a diamond. I was in the middle of nowhere, never seen a product, never had a training. but I knew this thing was going to be huge. You know why? I saw a 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar multinational, biggest and only total wellness company in the world, with millions of dollars in sales, you know, or billions of dollars in sales, millions of customers. I knew that happened. International patents, published in medical journals, you know, in FDA trials, associated with all these brilliant people. I knew that. So I want to say something. I'm not even asking you guys to believe something you can't see. I'm asking you to know something you know. There's an old saying in the military. We were trying to teach these villagers map reading, and this actually happened to a guy. They had a guy sitting in front of about 100 villagers, and he was trying to teach them how to use a compass. So he drew on the board and drew north at the top, and everybody started laughing. They said, "What does that mean?" And the guy said through the interpreter, "Well, that's the earth is round and north is at the top." And they all started laughing again, and they said, "Well, the earth is flat." Now, the guy that was up there, the Special Forces fellow, he was outnumbered 100-1. Only he knew that the earth was round. Everybody else knew, by the way, they didn't think, they knew the earth was flat. Now, he had a choice at that moment. He could either think, "Well, I'm outnumbered 100-1, and even though I know it, maybe it's not true," or he could just know what he knows and find a way to operate so he can still win. All of you going out there with people that are on the clock, that are trading time for dollars, you know, Elroy making $25,000 a year and working 60 hours a week, don't let people that don't know, well, they know what they think they know, don't let them knock you out of what you know. First things first is you got to have your feet on the ground and just realize the magnitude of what you've got. People say, again, like I told you a minute ago, "Well, I'm not a diamond." Well, here's the thing. If I was to tell you that you get a free beach house and $20 million in cash, but the catch is you've got to have five other people that agree to come with you, I don't think anybody in this call would say, "Rick, how in the world do I go talk to people? I've never lived on a beach, and I've never had $20 million, and what if they think I'm not telling the truth?" I don't think that would happen. I've never seen a pastor that's actually been to heaven. So you can talk about something you haven't seen yet because it's true. That's the bottom line. Just because you have an experience, it doesn't mean it's not true. Now, by the way, being around your uplines and all the successful people and using the tools and the videos and the tapes, that's how you can take something you haven't experienced and leverage someone else's experience and make it yours and make it something that can translate to the people you're talking to. But the first thing I wanted to let you know is be confident in what you're doing. Love what you do. Man, this is my family's ticket. This is your family's ticket. This is the vehicle that's going to get us all where we want to go. So when I sit across from somebody and they say, is this one of those things, I don't give them a big explanation. I just say no. If they like it, great. If they don't like it, great, because I know I like it, and it's not up to them whether I like it or not. When I'm talking to people, I'm not looking for validation. I'm not looking for them to like it too. I'm not even necessarily looking for them to do it. I'm looking for the people with the aptitude and the talent that see this for what it is. I'm looking for that person that says, "Wow, my ship is coming in. This is the thing I'm looking for." And I promise you guys, if you spend time with 10 people that don't see it, you're better off looking for one that does. Have fun. Look for people you enjoy working with. This is something, guys, everything is possible. So every day you go out, you could put a video or a tape in the hands of the next Dave Stoltz or the next Ed Weins or Ruth Williams. You just never know. Just keep swinging the bat. So the bottom line is have fun. Don't worry about being perfect. Just be yourself. You know, there's an old saying we used to have in the military that you don't read and practice and then get courage. You know, you do things and then you get courage. You know, all of you on this call that have never prospected, or maybe you haven't had a lot of success with it yet, or you're brand new, don't worry about if you know everything about the product. You look on that Pathfinders.biz page, product information, everything is there, so you don't have to know it. I don't know half the stuff on that page. What I do know is if they look at that stuff, they can retire themselves. Bottom line, I don't know everything about everything in this company. You guys, I got to be honest with you. People joke with me all the time, "Well, Rick, you didn't know this, you didn't know that, you don't know what's going on with the convention contest and all this stuff." You know, I get an email saying I won it. I didn't even know I won it. I'm not making it, you know, I'm not trying to be funny that I don't know details. I know what I need to know to win. If I was playing football, I know 7 points is a touchdown and 3 points is a field goal. I know in NECAN, if I'm signing people up, I'm making money. I do the things that are going to make me money. I don't want to be a product expert. I've got videos for that. I can know everything about every product in the entire company. I can be educated on the ins and outs of every microcluster in the pie water and not make a nickel. And I can know nothing about anything, have 1,000 people ordering it, and I can be a millionaire. So I want you all to know that when you're prospecting, what you're sharing with people is not a business, it's not a product, it's a vision of a better life. It's something that's just a really cool way to live. And I'm sitting at this this 100-acre ranch, I mean, hundreds of acres, beautiful house, beautiful place. And I'm thinking to myself, everybody should live like we live. And I'm going to tell you, I am arrogant enough in my belief to believe that everybody ought to do what I do. Not because I do it, but because it is a noble thing to do. If I was to write a want ad in the newspaper and put, Neekin Inc., looking for positive motivated people to launch a new kind of home business into America, plus the world's only total wellness company. Job requirements. You can work where you want, when you want, with whom you want, unlimited income, have fun. You get to travel the world, earn residuals. You can never be fired, downsized, pushed around, or politicked. Neekin's not going to ask you for a resume what you did yesterday. They're only going to judge you on what you do tomorrow. And it's a lifelong position with a whole lot of people that are out to make the world a better place. If I put that in the center of the Chicago Tribune, in the Help Wanted section, it would stand out like a ray of light around a whole lot of dark companies that are looking for people to work them to death for nothing, and then they throw them out the window in 5 years. So I will take the Pepsi challenge with anybody, anywhere, anytime. And when I'm sitting in an ABC, I am offering somebody a doorway to a better life. Whether they take it or not, it's up to them. But I am not going to be stopped from sharing it because I'm worried about whether they'll like it or not. You give this like a gift, you don't beg it like a favor. You guys are a point of light, and there are darn few of them out there, so embrace it. Now, having said that, you know, we do have a way to educate people, because obviously we take somebody from knowing nothing to having enough information to build this business. It is important. And what we want to do is take people's natural interest and give them an avenue by which they can lead themselves into the business. Remember, prospecting can be like herding cats. Anybody else here ever tried to herd cats? I've got a cat. We put him in the. We got a big room downstairs. He sleeps in at night because he's a kitten, and he goes wild and runs all over every place. When I try to catch him, I can't get him. He runs all over the house. He's 6 pounds, and I can't get him. When I stand in the room and want to pet him and play with him on the nights I'm not exhausted, he comes walking right up to me. Now, when I'm talking about prospects, if I'm not trying to get people to do Neekin, and I'm some kind of a gunslinger trying to convince everybody, I can't get anybody to do anything. If I create natural interest with people and have them say, gee whiz, this sounds pretty neat, I'd like to look at it, and then I just use a simple process, there's the first time you've heard that, all a process is a way to explain to somebody what we do. If I do those things, then I've got a pretty good way of bringing people in because I've got some kind of a logical and frankly duplicable way to share the business. It doesn't matter if you're the best prospector in the world, if you can't teach anybody, it doesn't do anybody any good. So you also want to be able to lay breadcrumbs. Now, having said that, when I talk about the word process, I'm not talking about you prospecting like me, or being robotic, or chaining your hands, or everybody has to say and do the same thing. What a process is this. It's a collection of tools and a way to think so that you can bring people from some knowledge to lots of knowledge to make a good decision. It does not impede how you interact with people, how you build relationships, how you meet people, how you talk to people. You know, that is something that is empowering. It doesn't even touch how you want to meet people. I want you guys to create. I want you to have fun. I want you to spread your wings. I've got people that do cookouts, and they invite people over like yesterday and sign up 5 people. I got people that pick up the phone and make old-school ABC calls. I've got people that invite people to previews. We've got people doing stuff on the Internet. We've got people that do it with products. We've got people do it just with business. There's no wrong way to do this. Lord Horatio Nelson, probably the most famous person in British history, had a standing order with all of his captains. He said, if you ever wonder what to do, if you put your ship alongside that of an enemy, you're never wrong. and if you're prospecting, guys, you're never wrong. That's a beautiful thing. So don't worry about being perfect. I'm going to give you a way to think tonight that's going to help you be better at it. And guess how you get really great at it? By doing it. So smile on your face. You get to share Neekin. Guys, you don't have to prospect. You get to prospect. This is a blessing. And we're going to go out and teach you now the basics of what process is. So that is a really terrific thing. Now, first and foremost, what we have is we have something called the process, as I just told you guys about a minute ago. And if you guys go to the www.pathfinders.biz, and if you go basically to the business tools page, you're going to see that on there. You're going to notice right down there, you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff about the process. You just scroll down the page. At the top of the page, you're going to see where it says 90-day success planner with Pathfinders process tracking. The reason it says that is the following. We do some things, and we have a very concise, very sharp, frankly, very high-speed, successful process that we basically have streamlined it down a little bit for what we do. Neekin is an amazing company, and they provide awesome training and support. And frankly, guys, a lot of people, that's the only upline they have. What we do is we go out and we put the speed on it. They give me the chassis, and then we make it run fast. So as you scroll down the page, you're going to see the process, prospecting made easy. You have this call that we do. In fact, it's going to be a CD now, and you can see the number of the CD there on the web page. Then you're going to notice you have prospecting / ABC tools. You have recruiting / preview tools. And you have sponsoring tools to bring people into the business. And then you have some business building resources down at the edge of the, down at the bottom of the page. And I want to thank some, you know, I've had a lot of help with this process. A lot of the terminology I got from does, in fact, come from Dave Solstice, who's a huge mentor of mine and has been instrumental in a lot of this. One of the best teachers at NECAN. In fact, a lot of the stuff that I use comes from stuff that he did years ago. Dennis and Ruth Williams, of course, are huge influencers on this. Ed Weems with his Fishers of Men. Mac and Pat have had a part in this. Reed Nelson, Say Less to More People. Michael DiMuccio has had a big impact on this. What I do as an analyst, and that's how I was trained, was I take what everybody does and I come up with a way to make it work for everybody in a packageable, deliverable, duplicable way. That's what a systems analyst does, and that's what this stuff is. So if you guys go back up to the top and click on that 90-day success planner, what you're going to find is the normal NECAN planner, but at the back of that planner, on the last two pages, you're going to find two things. Page 9 is what we're going to talk about. That's your Pathfinder quarterly process tracking, and we're going to be using that throughout the Pathfinders program. Then you'll notice page 10 is for getting the incentives. We're not going to worry about that. We'll cover that more in the program. So as you're going through this, this is your tracking that you're going to be using, and we're going to be teaching you how to use this throughout the program. I just wanted to refer to that right now so that you would see, you know, on a weekly basis, this is what we're going to be doing. And this is an addition from what we've been doing for the past couple of months. Now, making contacts, if you guys go take a look back down there at those three boxes, the process, this is back on the business tools page, you'll see prospecting made easy. It's very simple. You see the ABC box, you see the preview box, and you see sponsoring. Now, all of you guys out there have been doing this your whole life. Let's say you bake cookies, you know, you walk into the room and you say to people, who would like a cookie? And they say, well, I don't know if I like those. What would you do? You wouldn't say, Rick, what do I do? How do I prepare? Did I say it right? Do I do it right? You'd walk over and give them a little bite. And if they liked the bite, they'd get a cookie. If they didn't like the bite, they wouldn't get a cookie. It's as simple as that. When you look at an ad on television, they show a truck driving through the mud and it's all tough and doing all sorts of things. And then people say, wow, that looks like the kind of truck I would like. And then they decide to get in the car and drive 20 minutes across town to the car dealer. And then they test drive it and see it. Guys, that's an ABC, which is basically seeing the ad. And then you've got the preview, which is going in and test driving the vehicle. All you guys have done this forever. When you have a graduation party, a birthday party, or a wedding, you put out invitations. You say, you know, we're getting married on whatever day. You know, we'd love you to come. That's your ABC, the wedding, you know, that's making contact with people, okay? You've all done this your whole life. Don't feel like this is anything different. It's natural. See, people get so bound up about it, like, wow, I've got to be like some kung fu expert to do this. It's the exact same way you've talked to people for your entire life. Now we're just talking about NECAN and giving you a delivery vehicle for it. So making contact with people is easy. As you remember, and one of the things I would definitely do before I listen to this, and if you haven't, go back and take a listen. We have a duplicable sponsorship meeting, and it's called the Business Launch DVD, and you can see all the item codes on here. And what that does, it basically connects you to the business. At the end of that, there's something called making a 100 list. So if you're brand new on this call and you haven't made your 100 list, a 100 list is basically who would you like to work with the most? See, this is the beauty of it. When you start your NECAN business, you don't have to write down people you don't want to work with. Write down the people you want to work with the very most. Who would you like to hang out with? Who would you like to work with? We have so much fun. I can't wait. I'm going to go, I'm going to San Antonio this week. I'm going to go to Waco and see Cowboy. Here on September 13th, we're going to have a leadership meeting down here in Austin with people flying in from all over the country. It's like seeing my family. That's a neat thing. So here's the bottom line. You're going to take your list of people. And once you've made your list, by the way, and you're meeting other people, it's the same thing. People talk about hot versus cold market. A hot market is someone you know, and you've known them for a while, and you know a little bit about them. A cold market is someone you haven't met yet, and when you meet them and shake their hand and make a friend, they're warm. So don't make some big, giant demarcation between warm and cold. You can make any cold prospect warm within about 5 minutes if you just ask them about them. Hey, how are you? What do you do? How many kids do you have? Do you like that? Where are you from? Be good at asking people questions. In other words, here's a real shocking thing, real complicated. Go out and just be really nice to everybody. I was just watching Jerry Maguire downstairs, which is probably one of my five favorite movies. I really identify with Jerry Maguire about, let's do network marketing in a way that I can believe in and all this kind of thing. And there's this little thing on there where it says, you can't sell to everybody unless you love everybody. So you got to go out with that gift of giving in your heart, really excited, and you'll never run out of prospects. You put a smile on your face and you go out to really just be nice to people. I promise you guys, you'll never run out of prospects. I've never bought a leaflet. I've never banged resumes. I've never done any of that. Everybody I've signed up, and my wife and I have sponsored 11 people, either frontline or in-depth, over the past probably 5 to 6 months, and not one of them have I had to go to some crazy reach-out method to do. You'll never run out of people if you're nice to people. Now, when you're making contacts with people, people say, well, what do? How do I say it? Do I need to write some script or something? Well, here's the thing. If you were calling me and I'm your friend, and let's say you were inviting me over the cookies example, my wife and I went and saw Batman last week, and it was awesome. If I wanted to tell somebody else about it, I would not say, man, I need to be really good at this. I need to call DC Comics. Okay, Jackie and Steve, I would like to go and see the movie with you. Jackie, this week I saw a great movie starring Christian Bale and Heath Ledger. It was DC Comics' multi-million-dollar blockbuster epic about a Batman struggle with the evil Joker. If I was talking to you guys like that, tell me you wouldn't think I'm out of my mind.
I think you're out of your mind.
And let me ask you this. How many people talk to their prospects exactly like that?
A lot.
Excuse me. I am talking about a home business company that is, by the way, not like Amway, you know, because you got to hang up yourself, and all these things, and we just don't get a result. No, I would say, Jackie, Steve, we just went and saw that. That was absolutely awesome. And I'm going to be in Waco this week. I'll come in early. If you want to go, we'll go see it. That's cool. Now, by the way, I was just genuinely excited about it. And here's the thing. Whether Steve likes the movie or not, I still like the movie. So, guys, remember that when you're talking to people about Niken, if they don't like it or it's not for them, don't let that send you to where you're going to go jump in the lake somewhere. Relax about it. It's okay. I love cake batter light ice cream from the marble slab up here. My wife can't stand it. I don't go in there and say, well, maybe I shouldn't order it. That's the beauty of 31 flavors. There's one for everybody, okay? So when I'm making contacts, here's a real simple rule. And I was talking to Mike DiMucci about this last week, and we really kind of thought it through. It's what we've always done, but it really helped me give a better way to explain it to you. If I'm going to pick up the phone and call somebody, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to write down, what are some things I like about this person? They're a fun person. They're a successful person. They're someone I really like. Whatever it is, write down one or two or three or five things you like about them. And then the second thing you should do is write down why the heck you're calling them. I'm calling to share the business with this person because I'm looking for business partners. And by the way, I never apologize for looking for business partners. Since I've been in KneeKen, I've never made a phone call to sell a knee wrap. I've made 1,000 phone calls to share what I believe is the vision of KneeKen, which is I want you to look at this amazing business. I've used osteodents to bring prospects into the business because I knew that would be the thing. Hey, I've got this awesome thing. I know you're interested in women's health in particular. We got this amazing thing called osteodents. It's actually regenerating bone. You might be interested in it. If you'd like some information, I'm happy to give it to you. I've done that, and then when they say it's really great, I'll say, well, yeah, the business is amazing. In fact, if you want to go grab a cup of coffee, I'd love to sit down and show it I'm up to, see if it's a fit. I do that all the time. So I may use a product to meet somebody, but I'm never going out to sell products. I'm not a salesman. This is network marketing. It's not sales, okay? It's not direct selling. In the process of network marketing, I may sell, but I always do what I do first. I never put the cart before the horse. In other words, you know, when I go to the counter and I'm buying fish and I go to the grocery store, it helps when I tell the person behind the counter what I actually want as opposed to just standing there and they're supposed to somehow define it. So if you're clear with your prospects about what you want, you're probably going to get a result that you want. If you're muddled and not clear about it, you're probably not. And I think everybody here probably knows that, but I think just being aware of it's a big thing. So I'm going to write down, first of all, you know, why I like them. Second of all, I'm going to write down why I'm calling them, and then I'm going to know my process, which I'll talk about in a minute. Your ABC that you see right there is basically the first thing I'm going to do with people, and I've got a series of things I can do with people based upon the person, and I'll talk about that in just a second. When I'm making contact, though, it'll be real simple. I say, hey, Jackie, you know, I write down, Jackie, you know, I got to tell you, I think you're really awesome, and I just fell into something that's really amazing, and you're one of the first people I thought of. Because I think this thing is going to be really enormous, and it really is helping me and my family. I was wondering if I could take you to lunch and show what I'm up to, and because I'm looking for some new business partners to launch this awesome company in North America. I'm going to write down why I like them, I'm going to compliment them, and then I'm going to tell them why I'm calling, and then I'm going to, from there, I have an idea what I want to do already. In other words, when I call somebody, I'm going to look at the ABC tools, and I'm already going to kind of know what the best fit is, whether I can see them live, whether it's going to be on the telephone, whether it's going to be some kind of an automated tool, whether I'm going to send them a magazine. I'm going to have an idea, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what I'm going to use based upon their availability. Okay, more about that in just a second. But I'm basically just calling, and when I call someone to meet them, I say, hey, cowboy, it's Rick, man. I got to tell you, you're one of the first people I thought of. Something really big just popped into my life, and I really would like to get your opinion because you're someone I really respect. A huge multinational, biggest and only total wellness company in the world called Neekin. Coming to America right now. It's a really cool new way to work from home. This thing is going to be huge. Because you're my buddy, I wanted to show it to you and get your opinion. What's your availability this week to sit down and go grab a cup of coffee, and I'll show it I'm up to and see if it might be something that you might want to be a part of. It's as laid back as that. You guys don't have to be perfect. One of the things we're going to teach you in the Pathfinders program is how to do your catchphrase, which is the thing you say. What I almost always say is we're bringing a huge, awesome, only total wellness company in the world here. It's a new, really cool way to work from home, and the thing is going to be huge. My wife and I will soon be out of our jobs, or we are retired. You know, for me, I would say we're retired with it. If I was new, I would say I'll be retired soon. That's a curiosity to most people. And then basically say you'd like to see if they want to take a peek and see if it's for them. And by the way, if I say let's see if it's for you, I'm also inferring that it might not be for you. I'm just seeing. You know, you guys will hear a thousand ways to meet people. I want your opinion. Do you know anybody that would like to launch something like this? There's a lot of different ways. Like one school of thought is, hey, Jackie, do you know anybody that would like to make a lot of money from home? You know, of course, then the answer is, hey, well, what about me? There's all those things that you can do. But the biggest thing I'm going to tell you, instead of micromanaging 10,000 little scripts to give you, we'll be covering some more of that in the Pathfinders program, is be yourself. Have fun. Just tell people what you want on the phone or when you meet them. Don't be afraid of what you want. Don't worry about what you think you can get. Go after what you want and look people in the eye and say, hey, this is a great thing. I really love it. And always remember, when you're making contact, especially, they're going to know whether you like it or not based on things that you can't control. There's an old, this is a true story, the Archbishop of Canterbury in England heard about this actor. It was absolutely amazing. And the actor made people cry and laugh, and the Archbishop got this idea. Well, what if I went and met with him, and I had him come and teach all of my priests how to be more effective communicators? So he went backstage and said, hey, would you come and teach my priests how to do this? Because, man, I got to tell you, you just touch people's hearts. What's your secret? And he looked up from his dressing room table, and he said, that's easy, Your Holiness. I speak words of fiction as though they were true, whereas your priests speak words of truth as though they were fiction. And I want you to think about that tomorrow before you go out and talk to people. All you guys have to do is speak words of truth as though they're truth, and you're going to make a connection. When you're making contact, guys, keep it short, keep it brief. Don't go blabbering on to people, everything in the world. Remember, you're trying to get a cat to come into the room, not herd cats around. It's the same with anything else. You don't want to sit there and blather all over people and get so excited that, you're six-gun McGraw shooting up in the air. Just relax. Act like you're going to win. You ever heard the story with Vince Lombardi where the guy scored a touchdown and started celebrating, and Lombardi benched him? And he said, why'd you bench me? He said, you're a Green Bay Packer now. We expect to score touchdowns. We're not surprised when we do. When you guys are talking to prospects, relax. Have fun. Hey, Cowboy, I'm doing something awesome. You're not going to believe what I just fell into. You going to be around tomorrow? I'll swing by and show what I'm up to. It's as simple as that. All right, check this out. Look at these mag steps. Look what these things do. Check this strength test out. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, we're bringing these to America now. If you want to check them out, I'd love to take you to lunch and see what we're up to. Or, I know you're interested in total wellness. You're someone I really respect. Tuesday night we're having a get-together where we're going to go over all the technologies. I'd love to share it with you and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, it's as natural as that. When it comes to prospecting, you've heard me say a lot of times, when you see a snake, don't appoint a committee on snakes. Just kill the snake. Just talk to people. So making contact, write down some things you like about them. Write down the reason you're calling. Be yourself and relax. Make the phone call expecting success. Don't be surprised by it. And just talk to people like they're people. Don't talk to people like they're prospects, because they're not. They're people. And go out to make a million friends, and you'll sign up a million people. That's that.
I think your point, Rick, about expect success is key, because the person you're talking to can tell if you expect them to like it or you are not sure if they're going to.
They can smell it a mile away. And I'll tell you what, the difference between a big leader in an area going from silver to diamond and a person staying at silver forever is they expect to go gold and platinum and diamond. The difference between someone who is senior for 5 months and someone who's not is they expect it. I would tell all of you on this call to expect success, because you're going to have it, because you're hooked up with the engine to do it, and it's up to you, and we're going to arm you to do it. So thank you, Jackie. That's a good point. Let's take a look at ABC. Once you've met people and they say, gee whiz, yeah, sure, I'd like to take a look at that. If you look down on this page under Prospecting ABC Tools, and see, I refer to the mechanics of the page a lot because I want you guys to have an assortment of tools you're familiar with. First thing I would tell you is there's five or six tools here. I broke them down between Focus on Growth, Downloads from Here, and Stuff from NECAN. You can see they're all colorful little things there, brochures and all that stuff. Those are your choices that you have. Pick one. It's as easy as that. Pick one of those that's going to work for your people. You see there's some flyers on there. There's some ABC presentations. You take a look every day at 1 o'clock Central Time. Our very own friendly neighborhood cowboy does a 15-minute call. All they have to do is download. If you go to the home page here on the Pathfinder site, you download the ABC guide. It takes, what, Steve, about 12 minutes?
Yep. Right in 12 minutes.
And you're running them right through. That's free every day at 1 o'clock. You take a look down at some of these brochures. Hey, check this Discover the Wealth and Wellness. Take a look at this. Tell me if it looks like a fit for you. There's a two-page one there. There's the 10-minute NECAN My Business and My Product presentations. You've got those in your PWP. Here's a way for you to be able to download them and put them on a disc and hand them to people. Very easy stuff. You take a look down, you've got Discover It, Live It. Go through those tools. Understand what they are. And then you'll know when to use them better. The key ones that I use, I put a lot of people on the ABC call. I use the ABC guide itself because I don't necessarily flip through it with people. But what I do is I know the information in it. It tells us we've been around for 30 years. We're built on the five pillars of health. We're looking for business partners. We're in the total wellness arena. We work from home. And if it sounds like a fit, let's move forward. You've got your different presentations here. And your take with an ABC is, don't watch this 10-minute thing and I expect you to be a real diamond and drop $5,000 on products. It's take a look at this and see if this looks like something that's for you. And if so, we'll move forward. If not, thanks. It's really as simple as that. Basically, these ABC tools are giving someone a bite of that cookie I told you about earlier. You guys have the posture to understand that that this is a nibble on the line. It's not a bite. So pick it. Now, one other little aside. We have things on this that are some tools that go to people. You could mail someone a DVD if you want to run old school. You could hand them a DVD, they can take it home. You could have someone come right to this website and download something. You can download it yourself and email it to them. You know, you can do anything you want, but remember, pick the tool that's going to get right to your person. Do you want to talk to them on the phone? You could do a three-way call with your upline. Do you want to give them a DVD to take home and watch? Do you want them to watch an e-presentation? Maybe I'm going to send them the NECAN My Business presentation, the flip presentation. I'm going to shoot it to them in an email. Well, that's kind of a big email. Some people can't open a 5-megabyte file, so I'm going to send them to my personal webpage and have them watch it there. You guys understand it's as simple as that. I may meet them at the coffee shop. I may take this Discover the Wealth and Wellness brochure. I may go through it with them. I may use the ABC guide. Whatever suits your comfort level, that's what you're doing. At the ABC, your posture is, let's take a peek at the information, see if it's a fit, and we'll go from there. Easy as that. So when you're making your contact call, if you guys have a familiarity, maybe you say, here's a tool I'm going to use if they want to come to me, here's a tool if I need to go to them, and here's a tool if it's either over the phone or in an e-version. If you know your basic tools, then you know where your feet are. When they say yes, you know, you're not going to look like the village idiot so flabbergasted you don't know where yes. You're going to be like, oh, okay, well, here's what we'll do next. You know, have an idea what you're going to do. And then the ABC, the thing I would encourage you to do is present this stuff in 10 minutes, the NECAN stuff. I don't care if you're there for 6 hours building a relationship. Cowboy, how long did we talk when you and I sat down for the ABC?
Not very long at all.
Not about NECAN, but how long did we shoot the breeze? Probably an hour?
About an hour. We talked about me and what I wanted and where I was from and all about me, and every time I asked you about NECAN, you said, it's in the, it's in the stuff.
It was on the Dennis Williams video, wasn't it?
Right.
Because I already did the ABC. I knew my next phase was either going to be Steve was going to come to a preview, or he was going to take home a preview video. There wasn't going to be a choice three. Now, by the way, after your meetings with people, I always do a leave behind. So if I have them watch the business flash presentation, I will print off the Discover the Wealth and Wellness brochure and leave it with them. I may send them home with the Discover It, Live It. If I do the ABC guide, I may say, well, go home and watch the My Product presentation on my webpage. I always want to have a next little step. So if there's 48 hours between the, you know, they're going to come to the preview, have something in their hand. But the thing to know is when you make your contact, just pick one of these really easy things to do next, and it basically is a bite of a cookie. Does that sound good? If so, here's next. And you just keep scrolling down the page, and you go to recruiting education tools. Now's when someone has said they've identified themselves as being someone that might want some information, and it's real simple. What do we do at the recruiting phase? We tell them who we are, what we do, and how to start. Pretty much all the stuff you'd know if I didn't have to train you, because it makes sense. Who we are, what we do, and how to start. It's absolutely as easy as that. So, the bottom line here, if you take a look down, you've got a couple preview choices. There's previews that people go to. There's previews that go to people. It's as easy as that. There's e-versions, there's phone versions, there's webinars, there's DVDs. Find the one that seems to suit your prospect the best. That's what I do. So you take a look down. What we've been using lately, and you guys can use the Nikken preview if you want, whatever you want to do. What we're having really big success with is that Nikken story preview. We just shot a DVD on that. It's basically about 25 slides that breaks down. It's got all the thermographics in it and all that stuff. Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we're doing one. Dennis Williams is doing webinars for previews. We're going to change the Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time to a webinar in the next couple of weeks as soon as I get it up and running. But the bottom line is this. We have a regular weekly preview on Thursday night here in Austin. We have an e-preview Wednesday night at 7. We may have an ad hoc one coming up this Saturday. Those are the live previews. So if I met with you, Jackie, this week, and she liked the ABC, I would say, well, what's your availability Tuesday night or Thursday night? Because we have presentations those nights. And here's what I tell them. Here's the reason they're going to come. So you can see the whole picture, but here's the two. You can meet the people doing it and see the products that we use. You see, the products are a carrot to get somebody out. See, you guys can do everything on the computer. You can do everything over the phone. We have great capabilities today that allow us to not have to drive five times to see somebody. Use your technology and then have touch points that have a value-added part to it. The only reason to come out to a meeting is to meet people and get to know them or to touch products. Everything else we can handle over the computer or over the phone. And in other words, I can teach you everything about the business on the telephone. I can't necessarily roll you out on the phone, as you probably figured out. So that's the beauty of it. These recruiting and education tools, just pick one that's right for them. Does the preview go to the person? Does the person come to the preview? Let it be easy, simple, and natural. And at the end of the preview, it's real simple. What did you like best? And I always jokingly say, did you like the preview or do you need to see it again? Which, there's not a whole lot else to tell them. And let me just say this. There's not a lot to know here. You may think there is, but there's not. We're basically Costco with wellness products in the sense that we shop and buy direct. Easy as that. We have an ID number. We have a PIN number. I order stuff cheaper. The only difference is I sign people up and get paid when they do the same thing or refer other people. Guys, there's not a whole lot else to know here. If you want the advanced product training, lay in the bed, drink the water, put on your skin cream, eat the jade green enzyme. You get the picture. That's the thing. And if you understand that and you let it be so simple in your mind, then how you portray it to people is going to be easy. Hey, look, we've been around for a while. This is how we work. This is how you get started. Isn't that easy? Would you like to begin now? Don't let your process at the end of every process step be, do you want more information? Do you want more information? Because you're going to have a process that goes on for 200 years. At the end of the step is, do you want to go to the preview? At the end of the preview is, are you ready to begin? Now, what they're going to tell you is what they need to know more about, but don't you leave the door open that they need to know more. If someone says to me, well, I want to know more about the product, what I do with my people, I say, here, go to pathfinders.biz, click on product info, scroll down the page, and whatever looks good to you, either let me know, I can get it to you, or, like, I send people home a lot with the Healthier You magazine, for example. That's a great thing at the end of a preview. The Wellness Home DVD I like, too. But I think the biggest thing when someone says, I want to know more about the product, I'll give them Healthier You. But I'll also say, go to pathfinders.biz, click under product info, and you can check any of those things out. If you notice at the bottom, it's got product quick reference sheets. I never had those before. For every one of our technologies listed in alphabetical order, it's got the Dr. Naidu, Ed Sherman's site. Pretty much everything you'd ever want to know is on here. then I've got a place to send somebody where they can see there's a lot of stuff. Okay? And then I'll follow up in a day or two and say, hey, you know, I know you looked at the Health Care U magazine. Where are we here? Are you in a spot you're ready to get going? Or, you know, do you want to get together and see what you want to do? But I'm always driving the transaction forward. I'm never allowing it to languish. And by the way, I'm not talking to one person here. I've got other people I'm talking to as well. So even if it takes somebody 3 weeks to come on board from the time I meet them, it could take 2 days, it could take a month. The process varies with people. Let them go at their pace. Your job is to feed them tools so that they can make a decision. Don't wait around for people. Be talking to other people. In fact, we'll be talking about this more during the cycle too. If you look at breaking a silver, 30 ABC presentations, and you know, when I say ABC, it's any one of those tools, in a month, in a leg, not you doing 30, but all the people in the leg doing 30, will generally yield a silver distributorship. So when you guys are building a leg, what you're really looking to do is generate enough contacts that generate enough ABCs, silvers out there that are leaders, or if you're new, here's what you need to know. If you can get 30 people in your group, or 5 people each doing 6, or you doing 30, okay, you're probably going to generate a silver ship. That's your unit of work it's going to take during a month. So you know that's what's going on, and that's easy. And you're going to have people you met in week 1 signing up in week 3. You're going to have people you met in week 2 signing up in week 2. But once you get contacts being made, you're going to have people coming out the back end of your process all the time. Okay? Don't let your pipeline stop. Punch through the board. Don't just hit the board and let your fist break. Go all the way through it, carry through, and you'll get a great result. So that's something you really want to do. I got to change headsets. My phone's going dead here. Let me.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, you're a little echoey, though. But you're good.
All right. Well, my phone just died for some reason. So that's basically where you're going to go with that is with your ABC and then punch through so you've got enough people going through all the time. I mean, as you've got people in the preview, you've got more people in the ABC. And then last but not least, you know, when people are ready to go, sponsorship. And sponsorship is basically starting new people out in the business. And we have all the materials to do that. Basically, your business launch, we have it on DVD so anybody can do it. You can be 5 minutes in the business and be able to sponsor. You can take a look, the way you do that, the way we do that, and you can do, you know, whatever you're doing in your organization is fine, but the way we do it, we have it automated. Basically, you give them the DVD, it teaches them the 5 pillars of business, you give them the DVD along with the launch brochure, and that connects them to NECAN, with eNECAN, and their application. They order their good, better, best packs, it shows them how to do that, it shows them how to get on auto ship, how to get their PWP, and then it finishes with making a 100 list, and then the is how we get through it, which is basically taking their 100 name list, and we do 3 things. We ask them who signed up or who's on your list, who's about to sign up, who do we talk to, and then you know, who did, who will, who's next. And you'll see all that as we go through it. And then we have little clever things like ready, set, go. Ready is make your list. Set is sort your list. Go is start contacting your list. Clever little names like that. You just run through the sponsoring process. And then guess what? It's an iteration. The people you sponsor make their 100 list. Then they're sorting it. They're going to make their initial contacts. They're going to use the ABC tools that we have. And then they're going to go next, and they're going to use the previews. And then behind the preview, they're going to do the sponsoring. And, guys, that's the basics of the process. So the key things to understand here are this. Have a good time and believe in what we're doing. Believe in what you're doing. Nobody's going to validate it. You're looking for talent. NECAN needs no validation. You're going to be successful. If you do the work, you're going to make it. It's not like if you do the work, you won't make it. If you generate 30 ABCs, you're most likely going to go silver or break the silver. So those of you out there that are gold and you want to go platinum, here's how. If you're going to learn doing 30 ABCs a month, you're going to break silver, you're going to go platinum. If you're gold and you sign up 2 people and nothing's going on, you're not going to go platinum. It's as simple as that. If you're senior and you want to go silver, you generate around 30 ABCs. If you do 3, you're going to stay senior. And I'm kind of being funny about it, but the bottom line is that's roughly the amount that you're going to need to do in that group. Now, you may go silver, by the way. Let me say this. With less than 30 ABCs, meaning you bring on 4 or 5 friends and they all get wellness packs and you're silver, that's okay. That's absolutely okay. However you get silver, there's no wrong way to do it. Remember that thing I told you about get your ship next to an enemy ship? The 30 ABCs, though, still comes into play because I'm talking about not being a silver with a pin. but having an organization at Silver. So if you go Silver on four people, that's fantastic. You're going to get paid a lot more on the next 26 ABCs that come. But understand that to get your organization up and moving and not just do 20,000 in volume and then next month have nothing, that's where the generating of the ABCs comes into play. So we're interested in getting you Silver, however, but I'm also interested in you having a group once you get Silver. That's what that means. But hey, any way you can take Silver, get it. Any way you can get there, go. We're going to build an organization under you because you're not going to stop there. So I wanted to make sure I said that. You know, when you make your contact, know what you're going to do next. Here's the two or three tools that I really like. Here's the two or three handouts that I leave behind. From there, I've got my calendar made out. I know when my previews are. I know when my webinars are. I've got the DVDs in my briefcase. I've got all that ready to go. You know, I know where my tools are. And once my people see an ABC, is the preview going to go to them? Are they going to the preview? It's as simple as that. And then from there, here's your sponsoring stuff. Let's set up your sponsoring, which gets information that starts back at the beginning with making the list, making the contact, what's the ABC, and it's a very, very, very simple thing. And pretty soon, you guys are going to be so good at this that you're going to know, hey, when you meet somebody, I'm going to give them the first thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to have them watch the corporate business flash presentation. And when I give it to them, I don't even think about it again because I'm so confident that it will attract the right people that I give it to them. And then tomorrow I follow up and say, hey, did you check that out? What do you think? Well, that looked pretty neat, but I got all my questions. Okay, no problem. Tomorrow night we're going to do a get-together. What's your availability so you can meet the people and check the products out and get your questions answered? Are you free? No? I'll tell you what, I'll swing a DVD by your work tomorrow, or you can hop on a webinar we're doing tonight at 7 o'clock where we're going to give you the skinny on what we're up to, and then after that we can get your hands on the products at something we're doing next week. Does that sound, which one of those sounds better? You want the DVD, or do you want to hop on the webinar tonight? Does that make sense, Steve and Jackie, what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's as easy as that, and it's laid back. And then at the end of the preview, I'm saying, hey, you want to get going? You want to get your business built and tear this thing up? Yeah? Okay. Well, here's your quickest way to Silver. Here's your basic training document and your DVD, and then we'll get together and get your business launched, and we're going to have a great time. So the bottom line is this. Go out to look for your business partners. Have a great time. Use this process to empower yourself. Use this process to duplicate yourself. Use this process to set yourself free. Be yourself. Whatever you can do to create to meet people, whatever you want to do with these tools, for all I care, you know, if you want to paint yourself green and skydive and throw magazines out, I don't care. You're never wrong. If you're talking about NECAN, you're right. Enjoy it. You know, let giving the gifts of NECAN be fun. Make it something that you like. That doesn't mean that if you're afraid to talk to people that you're going to say, well, I don't like it, so I guess I shouldn't do it. You're going to have to learn to like it. I mean, you're. What is there not to like, by the way, about setting people free physically and financially? Well, Rick, I don't want to share it with my friends and family. I'll wait to call them until I'm rich. That just makes me scratch my head. Oh, so the people you love the most, you won't share the greatest opportunity in the world with when they're all getting downsized and fired and they're all on medication, but you'll share it with strangers. But you're hoping strangers think you're genuine when you won't even share it with people you like, so you realize you've lost before you began. On the other side of the coin, if you truly get what we're doing, setting people free, you won't be afraid to share it with anybody, and you won't be daunted by anybody, because this is a noble thing to do. The people you're going to talk to don't know about it yet. It's okay. If they say dopey things or give you stupid objections, it's okay. They know not what they do. Just relax about it. Sometimes people that know stuff catch heck from people that don't. That's called having knowledge. It's been that way since the beginning of time. Enjoy it. Because if it wasn't that way, it would not be a $1 million opportunity. It comes with the territory. So be a little bit bold, be a little bit intrepid, and take this stuff and magnify your strengths. What this process is, in the Army we used to call about a force multiplier. And that means if you can take one guy to train 15 rebels, that one guy basically is now times 15. If you understand how to use a process, it's a force multiplier. You're not just yourself anymore. You're yourself times however many webinars, tools, and DVDs you can get out. If you've got 25 people looking at different presentations, by the way, if you're working from home, can you get people on webinars and mail stuff out to people or email stuff out to people? Absolutely. So see, if you've got 15 people looking at presentations, guys, if you've got 15 people getting on one webinar, you just did 15 hours of work. That's a force multiplier. That's what this is. It's you times efficiency times tools equals incredible income. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the process. Steve and Jackie, what comments do you have before we wrap it up? Anything you can think of?
No, I just say keep it simple. Tell them why you love it and just go do it.
And I'll tell you, I'm fired up. I'm telling you, this is just exciting because there's so many things happening right now that are just, oh, man. What a time to be in this.
Absolutely. Was that pretty clear? Did I cover everything to your guys' satisfaction?
You betcha.
Yes, I don't think you missed a thing.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. Next week, we launch the new cycle with lots of new phases and new blood, a whole new curriculum. As I said at the beginning, if you go check out the Sunday call page, you'll see everything there. We are going to rock. Have a great time. We're going to get everybody home. And I want you all to know how much I appreciate you being here tonight, and I hope that this empowers you to do some really awesome things and help some people. Above everything else, you know, congratulations on owning your own business. Wherever you are in the business right now, you can go as big as you want to grow. You've already done the brave thing by just stepping up. Now let's just follow through, and you can be brave and retired, and I think you'll like it better than just being brave. So that's what we're all about. So have a great time. We'll see you next week, everybody, and many blessings to you all. Thanks, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.